Page 62, Exercise C. Welcome to Teen Hotline. Here is our first caller. Hello.
Hello. My name is Amir. I'm in grade 8. I have a big test tomorrow and I don't know what to do. I can't remember anything.
Amir, what are you doing right now?
I'm studying.
When did you start studying?
Yesterday, and I thought I knew almost everything. But now I can't remember anything. Can you help me?
I'll certainly try. I think the problem is that you're upset and tired.
Well, what do you think I should do?
First of all, stop studying. Then, get comfortable and listen to some quiet music.
That's it?
No, there's more. Take off your shoes and close your eyes. Imagine a beautiful place you'd like to visit.
But what about my test tomorrow?
You're worrying too much. If you stop thinking about your test for a while, you'll remember everything tomorrow.
Well, it can't hurt to try that. Thanks very much.
Wait, Amir, there's one more thing. Drink a cup of warm milk before you go to sleep tonight. Good night and good luck. And now to our next caller. Hello.
Hi, I also have a test question. I always get bad grades because I can never finish a test.
What do you do when you take a test?
First, I answer the hard questions, and then I do the easy ones.
Oh, that's your problem then. That isn't the way to do a test. Here's what you should do. Read the whole test before you start answering the questions.
Okay. Is that all?
No, it isn't. Then answer the easy questions first.
Why should I do that?
Because you know the answers and you can answer them quickly. Often students do badly in tests because they spend too much time on the hard questions. Then they don't have time to do the easy ones.
That sounds like me.
You should always do the hardest questions last.
I'm going to try that. I hope it works.
So do I. Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you.